Hello, everybody, and I hope you have a wonderful day. My topic today is on puppy raisers, and what brought this up is somebody was tweeting that they're getting their dog ready because the puppy raiser is coming over for a visit. Now, how do I feel about meeting my dog's puppy raiser? First of all, the school that I go to, from what I was told, they do not allow us to meet the puppy raiser. And this is from what I was told. They feel that since Zappa has now begun his new life with me, he's moved on. They want him to be fully bonded with me, especially when we're new. You know, because I did ask at school, is there a way we can meet our puppy raiser? And I have a reason for doing that. But, you know, they feel that it's not right, especially when we're beginning our relationship anew. You know, Zappa obviously has an attachment to the puppy raiser because, you know, the puppy raiser was with him for over a year of his life. And Zappa was only 2 when I got him. So, you know, there's obviously a little bit of attachment to the puppy raiser, and they feel that Zappa should be fully bonded with me first. Even so, they wouldn't tell me who the puppy raiser was. They just tell us that the only thing I knew is that the puppy raiser was 13 years old. And he was in a family with a lot of kids. And that's why I really believe that Zappa just adores children. He absolutely loves them. Now, why would I want to meet my puppy raiser when I've obviously been told I can't? Well, personally, first of all, I want to thank them. You know, the school, they trained Zappa, and you can personally thank the instructors while you're there. Well, thank you guys for training Zappa. You know, he's a wonderful guide dog, or thank you for giving Zappa to me. He's an amazing dog. You know, you can personally thank them, but remember, the puppy raiser was there for about a year and a half of this dog's life. And this puppy raiser, you know, had to, first of all, everybody knows a puppy raiser exposes the dog to all the different outdoor environments, you know, planes, trains, automobiles, libraries, churches, that sort of thing. But the puppy raiser had to clean up after Zappa's accidents, because when they're a puppy, they don't come out housebroken. They don't come out of the mom's tummy housebroken. So the puppy raiser has to deal with all of that in order for you to have a dog that is well-trained, is housebroken. The puppy raiser has to take the time and has to be fully dedicated to working with this dog. And for that reason, why would you not want to thank them? It's not just the instructors that do the training. It's not just the CNI, the school itself. You know, it's not just that. It's, you know, the puppy raiser had a huge, you know, part in that. They were a stepping stone among a series of stepping stones for Zappa to become my guide dog, and for Zappa to be the kind of good dog that he is. A puppy raiser, you know, the school does say, you know, how important a puppy raiser's role is in the life. But for me to not be able to meet my puppy raiser, I don't know about that, because I'd want to be able to personally tell them, first of all, thank you for your great work. Now, if a puppy raiser does not want me to meet them with the dog and doesn't want to be, you know, doesn't want recognition for their, you know, time and energy, they want to be kind of anonymously known, I respect that. I do respect that, you know, and I thank them. But I would want to meet Zappa's puppy raiser, you know, just first and foremost, to personally thank them. You know, I don't fully agree with the school's policy that once you get your dog, it's like, okay, you don't get to meet your puppy raiser, get on with life. I understand where they're coming from, especially when you and your dog have such a new relationship. Your dog needs to be obedient to you because it is working for you, and it needs to, you know, it needs to have a full attachment to you. But at some point down the road, I would really love to meet Zappa's puppy raiser. By that time, you know, Zappa and I will have been together for years. And I wouldn't see anything wrong with meeting Zappa's puppy raiser. Like I said, first of all, to thank them for their, you know, their hard work, because they are just as important as the school. You know, they helped Zappa become the kind of dog he is. I also want to know, what was Zappa like as a puppy? Like, as a puppy? They give you the puppy profile, and, you know, they did say in the puppy profile that Zappa likes to, when he wants to get attention, he rolls around on the floor, he kicks his legs up in the air, and he makes this, like, noise. He makes this noise. And he does that. He does that all the time when he wants attention. He rolls around, he kicks his legs up in the air, and you hear him going, you know, he makes this funny noise when he rolls around. And hubby and I can't help but laugh. We hear him, and he wags his tail, and that's just a sign of him being happy. And we like to see him happy. And then we talk to him, oh, he's our happy Zappy. And you know, so the puppy profile does tell you somewhat about little stories and stuff. You know, but I'd want to know more. You know, I'd want to know, kind of like how you would go to your mom or your grandparents and say, what was I like when I was a baby? You know, there's always that genuine curiosity about when this baby was little, blah, 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 blah. You know, and parents can share their stories about, well, when my child was little, they did this, this, and this. You know, because people are curious. People are curious about it. And I happen to be curious. I also want to know, and I remember telling the person who was meeting their puppy raiser, I tweeted about this. I also want to know, I'm curious about something. Labrador retrievers normally love the water, yet Zappa avoids it like the plague. He, whenever there's a puddle on the ground, he will jump over the puddle. If he is parking on the grass and suddenly the sprinklers come on, he will make a beeline for the sidewalk. If the grass is already wet, he gets his paws wet, you know, no big deal. He'll fuff a couple of times, but he avoids water like the plague unless he has to get his bath from the groomer, which, you know, in that situation, he just can't avoid it. You know, he's got to get his bath. Apparently, one of the groomers told me that he was real sad when they put him in the bath. One groomer actually described he was devastated. And, you know, it's funny, I had to laugh, but part of me is curious because labs normally love the water. And every time people look at my dog and they go, oh, is it a Labrador Retriever? Does he like to go hunting? Does he like to play ball in the pool? I'm like, not this dog. First of all, my dog can't hunt. That's not his vocation. Secondly, my dog will not even go near a swimming pool. I mean, if he can't even handle sprinklers, I mean, what the heck? I only know of one other dog who's a lab that doesn't like the water. Every other lab that I've known loves the water. And so I'd be curious to know, why does Zappa, you know, did something happen to him when he was a puppy? I really firmly believe, you know, there's a guy at a church that says animals, you know, they don't sin. They act on instinct, which is true. But he said that the animals don't sin because they don't have a soul. And that I very much disagree with. The animals have souls, they have feelings, and I believe things can traumatize them, just like things traumatize us. So I'd want to know, you know, was there something that happened when Zappa was a puppy? Did he perhaps fall in a pool and almost drown? Did something happen to him? You know, I'd want to know, why is he afraid of the water? Because labs typically love the water. And every time I tell people, my dog won't go near the water, they absolutely have a hard time believing it. And I can understand, because labs, normally the water is their playground. They love it. They love to, they love to swim. So yeah, that's my audio boo for today, guys. Thank you so much for listening.